Track 11, page 13.
I was starting to worry about you. You're home much later than usual.
I'm too embarrassed to explain the story since it's really silly.
Dad, I'm not going to judge you. You can tell me.
I left work at 5 and went to get my car from the parking lot. As I was walking toward the spot where I usually leave it, I started to worry because I couldn't see it. But it's sometimes normal not to spot it right away, since there are so many cars in the lot. I continued walking and looking around, and then I started to get nervous. I was thinking that it should be there, unless I parked it somewhere else. I continued searching for half an hour. I walked around the block twice. Someone asked me if I needed help.
What did you say?
I was so embarrassed, I said I was walking around the parking lot to get some fresh air. I wanted to be sure that it was nowhere around before reporting a stolen car to the police. I started thinking about all the things in the trunk that may have been stolen.
Did you finally call the police?
After looking for another 30 minutes, I finally gave up and took a taxi to the police station. They asked me many questions in order to fill out a report.
Did you call your insurance company?
Yes, I called them to report a theft. And I also canceled one of my credit cards. I was afraid one of my cards was in the glove compartment. As I was entering the subway station to go home, I looked for some change to buy a ticket. Suddenly, I remembered that I didn't drive to work this morning. I've been trying to be more ecological and also get a little more exercise, so I took the subway.
Oh no! You've left the car here. That's so funny, Dad. But don't worry, because everyone forgets things when they change their everyday routine. It happens to the best of us. You just have to remember to call the police and tell them that your car is safely parked outside the house.